shooting. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Multiple people are dead following a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, Tuesday night.
Police spokesperson says there are multiple fatalities and injuries. We don't have an exact number yet, but police say there are less than 10 people dead. Police say they believe there was one shooter who is also dead. Officers say they believe that the shooting was stopped by the time they arrived. A family reunification site for immediate family members has been set up at the Chesapeake Conference Center.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, a police spokesperson, saying less than 10 people are dead right now, despite not revealing the exact number. The U.S. Supreme Court clearing the way Tuesday for the handover of former President Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee after a three-year legal fight. The Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee asking for 6 years of tax returns for Mr. Trump and some of his businesses from 2015 to 2020. Investigators are still looking for answers in connection with the murder of four Idaho college students.
Police have not announced any suspects or major leads. Our Fox News crew on the ground in Idaho reports police took two boxes out of the home today, but otherwise there was little activity at the crime scene. Police temporarily expanded the crime scene tape to include a wooded hillside behind the house. FBI agents and Idaho State Police officers were seen trying to peer through the third-story windows where a pair of pink boots sit that Madison Mogan was pictured in. One possibility, investigators were determining if the killer could have watched the students through those windows.
Fox's Matt Finn. President Biden announcing Tuesday he's extending a pause on federal student loan payments while the White House fights a legal battle to save his plan to cancel parts of that debt. The moratorium was slated to expire on January 1st. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More people are buying health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace.
The Biden administration says nearly 3,400,000 people have signed up for coverage through the healthcare.gov website. That's 17% higher than this time last year. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra says when you have a good product, people will buy it. But critics contend the boost in enrollment is driven largely by generous subsidies included in the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That keeps monthly premium payments at or near zero for most people who sign up. The subsidies are to continue for another 3 years. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Two blasts going off Wednesday near bus stops in Jerusalem, killing one person and injuring at least 14 others in what Israeli police said were suspected attacks by Palestinians. There's been an uptick in recent weeks in attacks by Palestinians. Preparation for a Thanksgiving Day tradition underway in New York City.
Millions of people will be lining the 2.5-mile route down the streets of Manhattan to get a look at the balloons, bands, and performers in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow. This is the 96th year for the parade and will feature appearances by Paula Abdul, Dionne Warwick, the cast of Funny Girl, The Rockettes, and Mariah Carey. The giant balloons are always a crowd pleaser, and this year's lineup includes returning favorites astronaut Snoopy, Chase from Paw Patrol, SpongeBob SquarePants, as well as the newest one, Bluey, from the hit kids TV series. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade beginning Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Concern is growing over a possible national freight rail strike next month after a major union rejected a deal this week over concerns about schedules and sick pay. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.